we're talking today about sort of a landmark cancer prevention study and an opportunity in Murray for anyone who's between 30 and 65 years old, and I know lots of you are in that age group, to participate in something that's really important. And this is the last time in Murray, I understand. Mary, tell us about the study itself.
Okay, what we're doing is we're doing the cancer prevention study number 3. For it to be a third one, that means we had to have a 1 and a 2. The first one, and we can go into more detail about this in a little bit, actually connected smoking with cancer back in the 50s. The second one, we've got a lot of nutrition guidelines. We learned about how sitting longer shortens longevity, a lot of things for preventative methods. So it's been several years, because the second one's been back in the 80s, and so we're enrolling for the third study, which is, this is the last time in this area that people will be able to enroll. So we are looking for folks ages 30 to 65 who have never been diagnosed with cancer other than basic skin cancers, squamous cell, basal cell, to give us a peek into their lives. And it's going to consist of doing a survey at home, and then coming into the Murray Cowgetty Hospital at an appointed time between September 19th and through the 21st, and doing a little bit more, doing another similar survey that they did at home for quality control purposes. They're going to do a small blood draw and a waist measurement. But the most important part is after they leave that day, because once you're enrolled in the study, we are going to follow you over the next several years with surveys in the mail. And those surveys will always ask, have you had a cancer diagnosis? Because what they're trying to do is find links between people across the nation to, again, figure out what either causes cancer or, even more importantly, prevents people from getting cancer.
We spoke earlier about the importance of this this study project over years in establishing facts about lung cancer that many people are using to convince municipalities and organizations to go smoke-free. Melissa, how will Murray Callaway County Hospital host this project?
Well, what we're doing is we're currently right now we're working on the enrollment process. So we've been given a goal by the American Cancer Society to enroll at least 300 participants at our site. Once we reach our enrollment goal, we hope, and we hope to exceed our enrollment goal, we're just going to watch for the information to come down through the American Cancer Society. So over time, as they study this information, we're going to implement it into the care that we provide our patients, just as we've implemented a lot of the information in our role in this community that has come out from previous assessments. So Drs. Amati and Drs. Gheezy spoke at our kickoff event and talked about a lot of the information and how that guides their practices and what they've learned from previous studies and how we treat cancer patients overall. And Dr. Amati made a very clear point that our best efforts with cancer treatment is in prevention. And that's what the goal of this study is to find what we can do as a, not necessarily as only Murray Callaway County Hospital, but as a community as a society, to educate people, you know, what they can do to prevent cancer.
So far we've sort of intimated that we're going to know where you live and know how big your waist is, but really all of this will become totally anonymous data once entered. I'm understanding that correctly.
Yes, basically once you get into the study, you will become, and this is an awful way to say it, but a barcode. What we're doing is we're trying to protect people's information. We want to follow HIPAA guidelines. We want to make sure everything is not only private for the individuals, but also for the researchers. You know, we don't want to give them any preconceived notions about anything as they're doing their research. So you will. Basically, when you go online, you will sign up and you will get an ID number, and you will be that ID number throughout the study. With that being said, you will not get personalized information. You know, I'm a member of the study. I did not get anything that said, you know, my cholesterol is this, or I have these type of tumor markers or these types of genetic markers. You won't get that kind of information. What you will get, though, is generalized information about what's happening with the study and what we're finding. And we simply do that, like I said, to protect the people in the study.
I assume that the names and addresses of participants are held to just the use of the study as we hold them for our contributors. We don't share mailing lists. I would assume that this study doesn't share mailing lists to any kind of commercial entity that will come back after you and ask you for magazine subscriptions for the rest of your life kind of thing.
Absolutely. On behalf of Murray Callaway County Hospital, we are not collecting information on any individual who signs up in this program. When we were invited to be an enrollment site, we submitted a letter to their IRB, their internal review board, in stating that we would hold true with their exact same standards that are set across this country. So the way that this study is carried out at Murray Callaway County Hospital will be the exact format that is used in every other enrollment site across the nation. And that's just to make sure that the study is valid. And so folks, we have no incentives for folks to participate, you know, other than the fact that this is a tremendous opportunity to put your mark on cancer and to have an impact for generations to come.
So how will appointments be organized during the enrollment period? And can people do the pre-work now online?
Yes, we encourage folks to go ahead and go to the website and enroll. And that's www.cps3murrayhospital.org. And if someone wants to go ahead and go to that website, they can select their appointment time from those dates of September 19, 20, or 21. And we have designated time slots, so they can check and see what time slot is available. And then they can go ahead and do that online comprehensive assessment. And it may take about 45 minutes, just depending on how much information you have to input into that survey. And they're going to ask a lot of detailed questions. And it's important to fill it out as accurately as possible, because that's information they're going to use for years to come. So once you've filled out that assessment online, then you just wait for your appointment time and your enrollment date. And it's important that you keep your enrollment appointment too. The American Cancer Society is going to send staff and supplies to make sure they have enough to cover everyone who's enrolled. So we encourage folks to do that ahead of time. Also, the benefit of going ahead now and filling in your survey and reserving your appointment time is, as the American Cancer Society sees that we are exceeding our goal of 300, they can add extra staff and make sure that Murray Callaway County can have a huge impact on this study. And if we wait for everyone to walk in on that day, we will not have the staff available to be able to accommodate them.
Are you enrolling already? Have you filled up a number of slots already?
We have.
We do. We are actually at 10% of our goal right now, which is fabulous. We definitely are looking to see those numbers increase as we go along. And like Melissa said, hopefully we will exceed our goal.
I'd like to stress that, again, it's not just for Murray residents or Callaway residents. It's for anybody who wants to drive in and be a part of this. So there are a lot of listeners who can do this pretty easily.
Yes, yes.
And the paper, the survey that you can do online will actually be available at the appointment time as well?
Yes. If you don't have access to a computer, if you will let us know, we can go ahead and help you get an appointment set up, and we can get a paper copy to you too. So it doesn't have to be just the computer savvy that can do it. We have handwritten versions and telephone numbers that we can give out to that where folks can. And if you want to call Melissa over at the hospital, she can help you get signed up for the appointment.
Give me an idea of what kinds of questions are on that 45-minute survey.
They are going to go into, and it is definitely a baseline survey. They're trying to figure out a good in-depth view of your life. So they're going to look at a variety of things. They are going to ask things about your vitamins. Do you take them? What's in them? They're going to ask questions like, where have you lived and what ages were you when you lived there? Have you lived with a smoker? What ages were you when you lived with a smoker? And even how close in proximity were you to that smoker? They're going to ask things like, the most famous question is, what did you weigh at the age of 18? I know it was less than now, so I was able to do a little bit of subtracting and take a good guess. But it is definitely a very good baseline survey. that is going to focus on things, like I said, your history of where you've lived, the environment, the lifestyles, the genetics. It's going to go into your family history. It's going to give them a good in-depth look of where you're starting at.
It seems to me that in the process of answering the survey, you might very well think through some things that you might ought to have thought through before.
You may learn a lot about yourself. And I think when someone thinks about completing a survey like that, especially after hearing the information today, it may seem a little daunting. But if you think that if you could contribute 45 minutes of your life, that may eventually result in someone never hearing the words, "You have cancer." I mean, there's really no reason not to take that time to do this.
Amen. Better said could not be. Is there anything else that we need to make sure that our listeners know about?
Well, I think we probably have a lot of businesses that listen in on this. So if you have a business site and you have access to lots of folks, if you could help us just get the word out about this study, that's what we need. We need people who are willing to be carriers of this message. So if you have a site that maybe you have several employees and you would like us to come and visit you and help employees enroll maybe during their lunch break or during a morning break, we're happy to come and get that information out. Or if you would just like some materials, we'll be happy to get you some posters. If you have a church and you would like some bulletin stuffers or just some templates, we can get you that information. Whatever tools that we can give you to help us spread the word about this event, we'll make sure we can get those to you.
Excellent. So we're talking with Melissa Ross, and her phone number is 270-762-1832. And the website again is
www.cps3murrayhospital.org.
Mary Heff, American Cancer Society, Paducah, thank you for being here. Melissa, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.